Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Interesting mix of news this week about the New York City Police Department. A new report shows that the city's police force fired fewer bullets at suspects last year than in any year since they started keeping careful track in 1971. Other reports show that violent crime was at a 45-year low in the city last year, but the newest numbers indicate that violent crime is up this year. That includes a bump in the rates of murder, rape, and robbery. And in the 77th Precinct Station House in Brooklyn, someone is reportedly posting quota lists for traffic summonses and other things. But these types of quotas are illegal in New York State. With us here now, to take us through some of this NYPD news is Sean Gardner, crime reporter from the Greater New York section of the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Sean. Welcome back to WNYC.
Great. Thanks for having me, Brian.
First, let's go over some of these new violent crime stats. They're up in comparison to last year, but we should say, not to alarm people unduly, that those numbers were so low last year. So murder, January through June, 09, 204 murders. This year, January through June, 229 murders. Rape, January through June last year, 403. This year, 459. Robbery, which includes muggings, I believe, which is why this number is pretty high, 8,611 in the first 6 months last year, 8,918 this year. Those numbers were much bigger in the past, by the way. Aggravated assault, 12,000 in the first 6 months of last year, 13,000 in the first 6 months of this year. What do you think those numbers mean?
There's two ways of looking at it. Either you can say the numbers are up only because you're comparing it to what might be the greatest season that the NYPD has ever had in 2009, when it's when they hit an all-time low in almost every crime category. Or you could look at it and say, okay, now we've bottomed out and crime's now going to start to go up. And how much is it going to go up? That's the big question. And is it going to continue to go up, or is this like the new livable level of crime in New York City?
Does the question of budget cuts enter into this with the fiscal problems that the city, like everywhere else, is having? Are we seeing fewer cops on the street, and is that an issue?
There are about 5,000 fewer cops than there were at the NYPD's height, which is in 2001. They had 40,000, almost 41,000 cops then, and now there's slightly over 35,000. So some people say that might be an issue. Other people say that the economy might is finally catching up to us, and the lack of jobs. And the third thing is that that the stats are being compared to very, very low numbers. So, for instance, I have the latest crime stats, and murders are up 15%. But as of Sunday, there's 459 murders this year in the city. Last year there was 399, so the difference is 60. 60 murders in the city of 8 million, where you have millions more coming in every day. I know to those 60 people and their families, it's a huge deal. But statistically,
certainly don't want to dismiss 60 dead people murdered by other human beings. On the other hand, we had 2,000 murders a year in the early 1990s.
Right, 2245 one year, which is the all-time high in 1990. At the same time, if I compare myself to the Sean Gardner of 1990, what good is that comparison? We have to kind of keep the comparisons within a recent time frame, or else, we can always say, like in the bad old days, it doesn't stack up. I mean, we have to deal with the new reality, and the new reality is that this year crime's up, murders are up 15%, mm-hmm. rapes are up 15%, robberies are up, 5.5%. And, it's to be seen if that's the new level or if it's going to continue to go up.
You should just be happy there was no Facebook for the Sean Gardner in 1990.
That's right.
All those photos, are stuck in your file drawers. What about low-level crime in the city? We were just talking about some of the worst violent crimes. I understand that when it comes to misdemeanor thefts and assaults, marijuana possession, other relatively low-level crimes, the city actually does not release the data. Is that correct?
Right. Well, what the city has told me is that, and actually I just got an email as we speak from, what the city has told me is that their computer systems are not able to communicate with the State Department of DCJS, the Department of Criminal Justice Statistics, which keeps all these statistics. And that, you know, that they say that has prevented them from being able to you know, forward those stats on. I mean, I have the stats for, you know, from 1990 to 2002. And the interesting thing about those stats, for like people who might not understand it, is what you want to do. You know, there's seven crimes that are counted in the city, including one of the, you know, one of them's aggravated assault and the other one's burglary. And so the theory behind this is if you're going to knock down crimes, you're gonna knock down aggravated assaults down to petted assaults, and you're going to knock down burglaries to trespassing. And so the reason why everyone wants that data is if you see trespassings going up and burglaries going down, you can say, oh, they must be, you know, they must be knocking down crime, you know, fudging the stats. And so far, when I look through the Giuliani years, first of all, for some reason, trespassing is not one of the crimes that they're mandated to pass on. There's another category, so it might be in there. But when I looked at aggravated assaults versus simple assaults, you know, I didn't find they both went down in kind of the same proportion. So, but I mean, that's why, you know,
but now,
that's why it's important to get those stats.
Right. Now, if misdemeanor crimes are going up while serious crimes are going down, it's an indication that they're using the broken windows, so-called policing strategy, right, where they're cracking down on the small things to prevent those same people from getting away with them and then moving up to the bigger things. Or it could indicate that there's a quota system, and I want to move on to that next. Because with the 77th Precinct in Brooklyn, there was a report in the Daily News this week that says a ticket quota list was actually posted, and they published this list. I actually don't know if this was a Daily News exclusive or if you've got this too and everybody has it.
No, that was a Daily News exclusive.
But so they've actually got photos from the 77th of, for example, I'm reading right from this document that they published. For the week of 10/18 to 10/24, we need 25 double parkers, 15 bus stops, 50 seatbelts. These would be seatbelt violations, bus stop violations, 75 cell phones, 6 tints, is that? I'm not sure what that says, and 5 truck routes. What does that tell you?
You know, quotas are a difficult field because, I mean, the police department's going to say, well, we need the cops out there doing their job, and people like you and me who get pulled over are going to say, you know, you basically stopped me to make these quotas. So, you know, it's interesting. The thing where those numbers are not high for a precinct for traffic enforcement. The thing about quotas where I get really, you know, that worries me about any quotas that the police department might put in is when they start doing arrest quotas, you know, and then you know, the police department's never going to say that they have quotas. And I don't even know, you know, at this point, I think, you know, there is a quota that everyone kind of seems to know that you have to reach. And I don't know if it even needs to be, like, told at this point. It just gets passed on from, like, one cop to another. And that's, you know, the one I've always heard is that you have to get 20 moving violation, you know, write 20 moving violation tickets and make one arrest a month. And so that's the quota that, you know, that most cops know that they have to meet unless, again, you know, if they don't want to get in trouble with their boss. It's not an official thing because that's illegal.
Right. I mean, they've already got a scandal in a Brooklyn precinct with the precinct allegedly trying to downgrade crimes from serious to less serious, so their serious crime stats look good. And now we have this quota list posted. So you're saying those numbers are not inordinately high, so it wouldn't put undue pressure on the cops to put undue pressure on the public. And yet, there it is in writing, and presumably it's illegal, right?
Right. It's illegal. Well, where it becomes illegal, and I just read the law before I came on with you, Brian, so where it becomes illegal is if you punish someone for not meeting a quota. You know, and so it's a little tricky. I mean, you know, because, but then again, there's no reason to have a quota, you know.
So they could post it, but they can't punish a cop because of failure to meet it.
Right. I mean, they can, but then the person who gets punished can go through a grievance process, and, that's how they seek to right the wrong, so to speak.
We have a few minutes left with Sean Gardner, crime reporter for the Wall Street Journal Greater New York section. Another story this week says the NYPD fired fewer bullets at suspects last year than in any other year since the department first began keeping track in 1971. What are the numbers, if you know them, and why are we seeing this drop?
They fired 296 total bullets, which is the lowest, they only started keeping them in 1971. But in 1971, the numbers were just astronomical because police used to fire their weapons a lot more for a lot of different reasons. I mean, back in the day, police in the 70s would fire warning shots. You know, they don't fire warning shots anymore. Part of the reason, why shots are going way down is because, part of it's better training. Police are told, not to have weapon control. And the other part has just got to be that crime's down so much that they're not getting into the kind of confrontations they used to. I mean, back in 1971, the police, there were 12 officers killed, shot to death. And police, in turn, killed 93 people, and they shot 221. I mean, think about that. So that's like almost a police shooting a day.
Incredible.
I mean, we just don't have that anymore. And then in 2009, no police officer was shot by a suspect, which was like incredible. We had a tragedy with Officer Omar Edwards, who was shot by what they call mistaken identity shooting, where he was off duty and being chased and chasing a guy who broke into his car when another officer came up on him and ended up shooting him because he had a gun. But other than that, there was no other police officer even shot for the whole year in 2009. They made like 4.4 million, radio runs. It's, if you think about it, it's like mind-boggling how much things have changed in this city.
Really, I guess in both directions. 12 suspects were shot and killed by the NYPD last year.
Yeah.
In 1971, 93.
93.
Last year, 20 suspects were shot and injured by the NYPD. In 1971, 223.
Right.
So
right.
Certainly compared to back then, like you say, we should be comparing to more recent times, not just to 1971, but...
Yep.
But nevertheless,
and those fatalities and shootings are pretty pretty average for the last 10 years. So, but the one thing that sticks out is that they had as many shooting incidents this year as last year. It's just they shot about 70 less bullets.
And how about comparisons with other parts of the country? For example, I see one stat that L.A. has 9,700 officers, so less than 10,000. We have like 30,000, right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
they fired 264 bullets in 2008. So that's about the same number of bullets, right?
Same number with 25,000 less officers.
Yeah. So New York stacks up as a police department of great restraint, relatively?
I mean, it seems that the one problem in this area is that there's no national data on it. And so I tried to get other police departments, and some of them, don't have it. And there's no clearinghouse where all this information is kept and given out. So I mean, the NYPD is kind of like ahead of the curve when it comes to tracking its shootings. But other police departments, even big ones, couldn't give me real good stats.
Any complaints that you heard from officers that this restraint is instilled too deeply, that as a reaction to the high-profile shootings that were wrong of Amadou Diallo and Sean Bell, that officers are being trained to hesitate to act in dangerous situations? I guess not, because the shootings of police officers are so few.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard it personally. I talked to Gene O'Donnell, who's a professor over at John Jay, and he's, you know, in doing some of his research, he's come across, you know, some officers who are saying, you know, we might not fire when we should fire, but you know, it still stands that most police officers in the force will never fire their weapon in, you know, their entire 20-year career. So, you know, only 68 of the 34,500 and something cops on the force last year fired their gun intentionally. So, I mean, the numbers are just, you know, most cops aren't even going to get into that situation.
Sean Gardner, crime reporter for the Wall Street Journal's Greater New York section. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Brian.
And up next, the takeaway sports correspondent, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, talked a little about the Yankees, a little about the Jets, but mostly his new book on Islam and environmentalism. He works as an interfaith activist, among other things, and he's got a whole take on religion in general and environmentalism. Stay with us.